After four University of Idaho students were killed last November, the crime sent the community reeling and captured international attention. Now, Lauren Patterson tells us about new scholarships for Northwest students in honor of one of the victims.
It's a sunny September day at the Sigma Chi fraternity on the University of Idaho campus. School started about a month ago.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Good to meet you.
I'm here to meet Gus Elwell, the current president. Ethan Chapin, one of the four students killed last fall, was a member of Sigma Chi.
He was always cracking jokes, doing stupid stuff, doing funny stuff, just being a good friend, someone you can lean on, someone you can always count on to be there for you.
The Ethan Chapin Memorial Scholarship Fund was created on November 22nd of last year by the Sigma Chi Foundation, just 9 days after Ethan was killed.
This year, it only went to one person. It actually went to Hunter, Ethan's triplet brother. Hunter's still up here, and he lives right in the apartment down over there.
After it was launched, donations rolled in. The foundation was able to keep pushing out their fundraising goal because of the support.
The first goal was $25,000. We hit that. Then it was $50,000. Hit that, $75,000, all the way up to $125,000, which is how much we raised.
The fraternity awards the $5,000 annual scholarship based on who best exemplifies Ethan's character, said Elwell. Ethan grew up in Conway, Washington.
The best way to honor Ethan is to allow other kids to pursue their dreams.
That's Stacy Chapin, Ethan's mom. She and her husband Jim started the Ethan Smile Foundation last May as a way to give scholarships to Northwest students.
It's something that I have left is to be able to be his voice. And I admit it's empowering.
Two scholarships will be awarded each year to students from area high schools where Ethan and his siblings grew up in Conway. The third scholarship will go to a high schooler in Skagit Valley who plans to attend the University of Idaho, like Ethan did. Amid multiple fundraisers, over 125,000 tulip bulbs were sold last spring to help fund the foundation and scholarships. Ethan worked at a tulip farm back home.
This fall, people will plant 125,000 tulip bulbs in Ethan's memory, and next spring, they'll grow in people's gardens.
Back at Sigma Chi, Elwell says leaders in Greek life at the University of Idaho are working together to launch another Ethan Smile tulip sale on campus this fall.
Their goal for that is every house kind of buys a few of them, and then there'll be tulips from that farm at pretty much every Greek chapter and probably at a lot of just university buildings, which would be super cool to see when spring comes around.
Victim Zanna Kernodle was Ethan's girlfriend. Her family created a scholarship endowment at the U of I in her name. Need-based scholarships named for Madison Mogan, Zanna, and Ethan have also been created at the university, and they are working with the Gonzalez family to create one in Kaylee's name.
Jim and I tell each other, we can't bring them back, so let's move forward, because that's what we can do and create great things.
Reporting in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.